Hello and welcome or welcome back to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. You're literally just parked with me on the side of the street. It's raining, it's cozy, and I've just been feeling like so connected, so like on. And I was on my way home. I had an amazing day with a friend. We're just on the water, on the stand-up paddles, even though we did not stand up a single time. We were just in the water, floating around, having the best time together. And I was just on my way home. And like I said, I was just so on it. I was like, I really need to record this for you. I need to speak to you. We're gonna have to talk about the things. So I literally just quickly stopped here in the middle of nowhere on the side. And it's honestly, it's just so cozy. I'm like, I kind of want to camp here right now. It's so cozy with the rain, and it's like a little bit cloudy. It's actually pretty fucking cloudy, which normally I'm not a fan of, but right now it's so cozy and it's such a vibe. But anyways, enough for the vibes of where I am at. Today we're going to be talking about high prices and low prices, kind of like, do I want to position myself in a more premium way, or do I feel more aligned with, let's say, like more average industry standard prices? This episode is going to help you feel crystal clear on where you stand, and you're going to get a deeper understanding of why this is really important to figure out for yourself, to decide for yourself. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Welcome to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast. The podcast for ambitious women craving a life of freedom, femininity, love, and luxury. I'm your host, Christina, and this podcast is designed to help you increase your impact, income, and inner peace so you can enjoy the ecstasy of living your life with a full bank account and a full heart. Sounds like your vibe? Then let's get into today's episode.
If you ever wondered how/where to position your business in the sense of like, am I more like a premium, high price situation, or do I want to be the type of person, the kind of business that really feels like kind of affordable for everybody, even though of course there's always people with different financial means? Welcome to the club. I personally have asked myself this question approximately 2 billion times, and here's the answer that I have found, and I genuinely think this may change your life and business forever. So listen up. You want to position your brand, yourself, your business however it feels the most true for you. So for me, for example, I am somebody, and don't ask me why, I'm somebody, I always believed in luxury. I always wondered, like literally when I was like 14 years old or something, I always wondered, how would anybody not want to fly business class? If there is a way to sleep in a bed on an airplane, why would anyone choose to fly economy, right? Like that was my thinking, still is. But that was me. I always had a fascination for luxury. I always had a fascination for the finer things in life. I love skipping lines. I love to be greeted by my name in a hotel. I love concierge service. I just love that little bit of extra, right? And so that's me. And maybe you feel a lot like me, or you're like, that is so not me. And of course, we gotta be careful, let's say, because sometimes these things are just conditioning, right? So there could be a part of you that's like, oh, that's so not me, but actually it is you, and you've just learned to talk yourself out of that because, you know, you don't allow yourself to want those things because you've learned that to want those things, it's greedy, that you should put your money in other places, la-di-da-di-da, right? But yeah, it could be you, it could not be you, and you could feel like, yeah, you or your highest truth is more so to be that rather accessible brand. The more, like, if we look at society, right, there's like certain standard prices for things, right? Like if we look at, let's say, a nail place, then there are standard prices that people charge to do your nails. And you can decide, or you may feel that yearning a salon wants to operate in that norm of what we know at this point, and that feels the most true to you. Equally, if you're a little bit more like me, you may think, but I want to offer a really unique experience when it comes to nails. I want to do nail salon thought differently. I have visions, like I've never seen this done before, but I know this is what I am meant to contribute to this world. This is my vision of the space. And for me to do that, I need to charge different prices, right? And so there is just not one correct answer. And the only correct answer is the one within you. You need to figure out slash feel into what feels the most true for you. And like I said, there can be nuances, but I also do believe that we know. We know if we're actually a luxury lover and we're just kind of talking ourselves out of it. And we know if it's genuinely just not for us. I personally think a lot of people actually really enjoy the finer things in life. Maybe they just haven't tasted them as much. Maybe as a consequence, they don't feel the pleasure of them. And like I said, maybe there's lots of limiting beliefs just around them. But that's just me. But what is really important for me to bring across to you is that, yeah, there is nobody but you to give yourself the answer of where you should position yourself. And yes, I know in terms of like business coaching, business advice, a lot of people say like have something for every customer. I agree and I don't, because if we look at, for example, Chanel, you can buy things at Chanel for very different price points, right? Like I have a rouge from them and it's like $50, and then I have a bag from them, which is several thousand euros, right? So I could be buying from Chanel like at a different price point, but it's like a very different kind of thing. And the rouge from Chanel is still 50 euros, whereas the rouge from, I don't know what brand, Max Factor, I don't know what one, you know, that would be maybe at like a maximum of 10. And so I do like to offer different price points, but they're still going to be within my overall branch of pricing. Does that make sense? So it's, I know it makes sense, but it's like, okay, even though I do offer at every price point, it's still within that same realm, and I'm not just suddenly gonna, you know, be that premium brand and then I offer for like things for 10 euros, you know, that wouldn't feel right to me. So I do like to give people an opportunity to either get a taste for my work, or it's just genuinely like a product that feels just whole and aligned with a lower quote-unquote price. But yeah, I just want to make that clear, because I think sometimes when people go for that more luxurious brand, then due to some limiting beliefs, they'll still offer like very cheap things because they feel like they have to do that, because you're supposed to offer things at different price points. But the question is always, and this is something I've been preaching for years, the question is always, who is your ideal client? Who are you really speaking to? And yes, we might have slightly different ideal clients for different products. Like if we bring this into my business, there are offers that are a bit more, let's say, for the business starter who is maybe not already making 20, 30, 50, 100K, whatever. But they're maybe at like 5 or less. But in terms of the characteristics of that person, my ideal client is my ideal client. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a very go-getter type of person, very, very ambitious, you know, like those types of things. So it's like, it's a slight, like, it's the same ideal client, just at a different point in their journey, I would say. But anyway, so you get to just play in the realm of that ideal client and offer that type of person in their different stages of their journey a different offer. But you don't have to suddenly speak to an entirely different person and make your work accessible for them. Like, you're just literally not obliged to do that. And the thing is, and this is actually what's behind all of this, you are going to be the most magnetic, and you're going to be attracting your clients, your people in the most effortless way when you are operating in your highest truth. So for the person that feels like they really are meant to operate in that more luxurious realm, and you feel just at home in that, for you, it's going to be way, way harder to sell cheaper things, because that cheaper thing is just not going to excite you as much. You may be feeling like you want to create the premium experience, but because of the price point that you set, you feel like to stay like profitable, you cannot offer the things you'd like to offer, right? And so then naturally the product will become less magnetic. The way you talk about the product will be less magnetic, because you're not going to be as excited and on fire for the thing. And equally, if you feel like, yeah, the more like, let's say, average pricing is your jam and that's what makes you most excited, that is what's going to be the most magnetic for you. And that's why it's so important. And I know I preach this all the time, and I said this in the beginning, like, that's why it's so important that you listen to your truth, to your inner voice, and you feel into what feels right and aligned for you. Because I've seen a lot of people over the years going either for too high prices for them or too low prices for them. And then in both cases, they were struggling to attract their clients because they were blocked by like all these limiting beliefs. And that took away from that natural magnetism of genuine excitement about the offer and about selling the offer and about, you know, actually delivering the offer, which is obviously dependent on what you do. So you unlock next level magnetism, you create next level ease by charging the prices that make you feel like, you know, you're like, ah, this feels so fucking good. I feel well compensated. The client is getting a steal, even if I'm charging X amount, right? Like, it just feels all over like hot, and you are activated. You're really, really thrilled to sell it. It's just like, ah, yes. And it's so funny, like, people create all these stories around selling, but at the end of the day, the easiest way to sell is genuine excitement and a feeling of alignment, a feeling of turn on. And you are only going to feel that sense of turn on if you're operating in your highest alignment. So as always, stop looking left and right and feel into what is true for you. Charge those prices and marinate yourself in that excitement that you are feeling around the thing, and you're gonna have a way easier time selling the things. You're gonna feel amazing because it's gonna feel like, this is like my way, this is what I'm here to do, versus kind of just being in that back and forth energy of, what am I supposed to do? Shouldn't I be charging more? Shouldn't I be charging less? No, you're gonna be like certain in the thing that you're doing. You're gonna be like, this is my way, it feels amazing, and I'll be here doing this thing no matter what happens on the outside, because I know it's right for me. And that's exactly the energy that attracts. That's magnetic energy. This is what draws your people in like a fucking magnet, and it is what makes everything so much easier.